is what the Messiah said. Anyway, the Hashem Khan has another chart in the Rambam, but I think that the Besiyosef chart is very good. The one point that sounds strange is this, but I think this is what the Besiyosef is.
June 5th, 1981, Gimel Sivan, Hashanah Tavshim Mem Aleph, Bli Ein Hara.
The outer circumference, or it means the inner circumference. So if we say the outermost circumference, in other words, if the major portion of the circumference of the outer ring, cartilage ring, you see, so that's a chumre. Sometimes, so the major portion of the circumference of the outer cartilage ring is severed, but that does not involve the major portion, a severance of the major portion of the circumference of the inner ring, of the inner circumference. So I'm going to review them. In other words, even let's say, suppose it will, now let's say these lines is seven here. This is seven. So that will constitute the warp of the circumference of the outermost ring, you see, the cartilage ring. But it will not involve the major portion of the inner circumference. So that's the shadow. So Harutziko, now you'll see as a matter of fact how Rashi explains it. Dr. Katzenolson is very impressed in the Talmud Chochmas HaRefuah, so he's very impressed with Rashi's knowledge. So he says, Reiv Ugro, Yeshemim Reiv Uve Adeve, Afal Pishon Yigia Lechol. So it means, just, well, that's a very strange pshat. In other words, that according to that pshat, Reiv Uvio doesn't, the real pshat is, as Rashi points out, it means Reiv Uvio, the major portion of the circumference. But there is a pshat, the major portion of the thickness of the Deve. So he says, that's Vishibushu, Dinke Chomer Akonim Na Veishet. Everybody knows that Veishet is Chomer, a Nekev of a Mashu. So he asks it, Mashenikim by Kone, Nekev of a Mashu, don't ask it. But even Veishet, which is more Chomer, so it only asks if it pierces through both membranes. But suppose it pierces the major portion of the thickness of the membrane without penetrating into the hollow, so then it's not rave. So how could Kone be Mohomo? Vishibushu din ke Homer Akonim Navation, Diluvation Nika Pirachitim Lerapini, Kosher Achidoka the Holo. Revuvio Krema Kima Sherinon. So what's the real pshat of Revuvio? Revuvio doesn't mean the major portion of the thickness of the membrane, but it means the major portion of the outer circumference of the cartilage ring, even though the cartilage ring does not encompass the whole thing. It's an incomplete. So he says, Rebuvio Kleima Kimshagino, Ruba Rebuvio Mishagino, Vuvi Hakone Haineminuei Ru Sava, Yumerishal Jose Havarech, Urecha Vatsava Rech Vakone, Ruba Atsavo. Korename uve akone bishio ze nindet uve hatnuch. Tnuch, that's the cartilage tissue. Vikeden, tnuch hoizen halimonis. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean this, that is soft. It means the heart tissue. When the tabi mitzere, so the Torah says that you have to be mazel the dam, and the tnuch hoizen. So that's the heart tissue, not the soft. So he says, Ulube Atsavo, Koranam Uve Akone, Bishio Zenin that Uve Hatnuch, that's the cartilage. Vikidim Shiagia Lechotse Holo, have a revuvio in Matfonis, Vaholo, Vishadiv Nakone Ovnu Milo. There is a cartilage ring that encircles it. Ultrasava Reno Ekrum Dak, that's not heart tissue. So according to this mandoma, the Rav's first lotion, so להשלום אל הרובה. ובמיעוט, אף על פי, אף על פי, שבמיעוט התחתה, הבחוצי החולו אוי רובה. So you can have a situation that it will have it will just involve miuta tachte, but of the inner circumference, but it will be involve the major portion of the outer circumference. Alright. So Bamra lo rif chalo, ene treifo, achi yipsa kreiva chalo, vihu vihatnuch, ene mashlim lereim. Ahi psikes agalgeres, the asoyli coming rav. So a windpipe that was severed, so was shown to rav. Yosi kobodiklo berei vuvio, even though it did not involve the rov of the inner circumference. Omrole rav kame beravase le rav lematon rabeinu berei chaloro. שעדרו לכם את רבם ואחרונה בתכם לרב חולו ועכשיו. So in other words, so at first ויזמנה פתלי סעד איסטר פשיטת ביס. In other words, רבם ואחרונה so it was matured and he didn't even consider it as a subject to any shayla because he himself bought of that meat of the meat of that behemoth that was severed, in which the windpipe of which was severed below of the outer circumference, but not the rove of the inner circumference of the inner circumference. So how much meat did he buy in the venue of Tlisa Easter Pshitibis? So alright. So Vehabidochem. How did he do it? Vatanya Chochom Shetime in Chavir Rashi Litaya, Osar in Chavir Rashi Latia. So since Rav asked it, because it was severed in the major portion of the outer circumference, so how was he able to be matured? Shano Hochem, the Rav Loyosa Mesa. Rav did not even answer it. So in other words, he was just discussing it with his Talmidim. So he was thinking aloud. So he said, hey. So then the Talmidim said, no, it's brave chlovo, the inner circumference. So in other words, he didn't pass him just because he was discussing it. So that means doesn't make it chokham shos. Alright. Rav lo samisa. Now let's see the Rashi. Rav chalo in the tzimtzum chalo we have nothing special. We have to learn. Rav lo bchalo al libe the Rav pli gamroi. Shad the Rav lekam the Rav. Between sar istre pshite istre sar sloyim dino. She pshite likal im istre stam hane sloyim tzure. She asela abo dino. The istre pshite we sell medine. So a sell medine is 1/8 of a sell tzure. Shmini she sell tzure. The hane chotzi dina. Kidam rinon. Vachir istre palge lezuze vikoro lehosom sela medine loy meisa vose do chave boil mivdi kibere gubi yom vishapku talmud talmidim vishadu li kamid rab. Alright, so now the Gemara asks a kashe vichi mdei rebo chochom hiche ochel minei vo ksi veimar. There is a midas chsides, there is a midas chsides not to partake of a behemah on which Yishayahu was asked. In other words, so let's say if Yishayahu was asked by someone who is ignorant, who doesn't know anything, so that doesn't mean that there is mitzvah chsides just because someone who is very ignorant and yes Yishayahu, so then there is a mitzvah chsides not to partake of it. But if the Yishayahu is a real Yishayahu, but the chocham was matter, but it's Yishayahu, so then there is a mitzvah chsides not to partake of such a way, even though the chocham passed it. That it's mutea and no one is chilek, but if it involves Yishayahu. In other words, that it required the Yishvadas by the Chochem, it wasn't so poshut. So then there is a midrasides not to partake of it. So the question is, how did Rav Bachon himself use that meat? After all, that certainly involved Yishayahu. It's a matter of fact, Rav at first, so was thinking that it is straight, But then Talmidim told me, no, but it certainly involved the Shaila. Voksi ve'im erahu ha'vishem alikim, it's a possible chesed. In nafshi lo yitumo, ve'lo yitchim polo yachal di minurai varato, ve'lo yibo bivi psa pivo. In nafshi lo yitumo, shel yarati v'yei, lo yitumo melayo, ve'lo yitchim polo yachal di. So it doesn't mean that Yecheskel Hanobi was mentioning a shvach for himself, but he didn't eat the veil and pray. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So, but it means shall you halti a boso case mayor. What does it mean case? That's Mr. Kenneth. So the Gemara that from Zion says that there is a basic distinction between Mr. Kenneth and Trefo. Trefo in a chayo and Mr. Kenneth in a chayo. But Trefo is in a chayo because of a certain organic diminution, because of organic defect. But Misukenes means nothing organic, but it's in a higher because of a functional ailment, a functional defect. So that's not Trefo, so that's Mutabachir. That Mutabachir, as long as the Sheikh manages to cut the two simoni in the behemoth, while the behemoth is still alive, so no matter how much Neta Lomus the behemoth is, so it's Mutabachir. But still, there is a bit of success not to partake of the bosa of the musicians. Not to partake. If somebody will check a behemoth that has cancer, sometimes, I mean, a behemoth has cancer, so then it's mutabachir, but there is a bit of success not to partake of it. So that's shomer chalti bosa, case means slaughter, quick, because he's afraid that the behemoth might die if you don't, if you're not hasty in shechting it. So, Meilom, the Bobby Phipps are people. So it doesn't mean, Chasim Sholem, that Cheskel was mentioning about himself, he didn't keep people. People involved in his accords. But it means, Shall you halt him in Behemo Sheiro Bachochom? Mishum Ramnos, even though the Chochom passed into Heter, but still, since it involved the Shirech, so the Midat Sidus not particular. Mishum Ramnos no more, Shall you halt him in Behemo Sheiro Bachochom? Even though there is no Yisrachile, it's not like Maiser. So if you didn't take off Maiser, so it's devil. But the Matis Gune that you have to take off from, that you have to take off, Zreyach, Yayim, Kevon. So that it doesn't make it the Behemo Oseh. If you don't, so the Behemo is still Mutav Achile. But you are Mivatel and Eseh. Well, so, but in the sinus there is not to partake of a behemoth of which the matones were not given to the king.
What's lost the people the
more
uses? People means it was
shechted. No, psa people. So according to Nekami it means shalal chaltim behemoth sheiro b'choch, and according to Rav Nosli it means shalal chaltim behemoth shalihupu matnisel. The literal meaning of pigol, I mean, of course, pigol means if there was a machshove chutz l'zman, that's pigol. In other words, if somebody was matching the korban with the machshove, or he was healing the dam with the machshove of eating it chutz l'zman, beyond the zman, let's say shlomi, is shnei yom v'layla yachol. But if at the time of the zrike, he would be mechashit and say, I'll eat it. Let's say, now, suppose he's matching the Shlomim, he's healing the dam of the Shlomim on Sunday morning. So, when can the boss of the Shlomim be nechal? Shnei yom v'laylechot. Sunday night and Monday. Suppose he'll be at time of the Shlomim as a dam of the Shlomim on Sunday morning, so he'll say, he will be echal the boss of Tuesday morning. So then, the behemoth is pigol. So there is a misakores. That's pigol. But the literal meaning of pigol means something that is abominable. Something that is abominable. Something that should be abhorred. So, here, in the posik, the chalti, where we both defeat sub-pigol, so it means, shall you chalti mi behemo, sheheira b'chocho. Mishum rabnos namo, shall you chalti mi behemo, sheheira b'chocho. So, how was Rabbi Bachon able to partake of that behemoth? It was here b'chochom. So, hanemile v'italye b'svore. Rabbi Bachon agivore somach, because he had the Kabbalah that Reivub Yodos mit Aser de Behemeh. So in other words, this is the Chassidus, not the Patelik of the Behemeh. Or of any Shire, the, in which it was asked, it was a real Shire, so it's only in the Psak of the Chochem is based upon Svar. But if the Psak of the Chochem is based upon the Kabbalah, so then there is no Melech Chassidus. And here Rabbi Vachone had the Kabbalah. Talye Meisos, Loi Meisos, Adoch Abba Boyer, Meidu Kabbalah, Shem Tom Mishu, Lukam Rabbi, the Talye Bisrot, the Hosom, Ital Misluke, Dilmer Lehabe Svore Mali, the Hoche Rabbi Agmeres, Somo, the Hoche Gomer Merabe, Agmoresom, Hoche Rabbi Agmoresom, and the Kabbalah he relied. The Hoche Gomer Merabe, this is what he was recovered from his Rebbe, the Pesukas HaGegeres B'Reif Chalolo Milzin. So what is Milzin Tali Bishore? He makif in B'Reye Dikel Neima Dil Meloi Mitmecha Zuse Shafir Uchim Damlu Lipsore Vidamlu Lechvede Vidamlu Lgiese Vidamlu Lemrilke Dike Minai Kshemes Dike Minai Trefes Upiomim Sheodom Teye Bimaru Se. In other words, what Rashi is pointing out, why does Rashi have to mention examples? Let's say, what is Milzin Tali Bisvore? Let's say, suppose a certain marek in the long, so he's straight. A certain marek in the long is straight. Let's say if it's green, like leeks. So then it's straight. So there, sometimes, when it's a question of marek, so sometimes it's a borderline case. I mean, here in Russia there is a chiddush. Why doesn't Russia say, Milzin Tali Bisvore? So then, there is no mitzvah to this. The answer is, Rashi considered it as a double portion, that monarchia, if there is no mitzvah to partake of a behemoth in which a chochem was matir on the basis of Kabbalah, so suppose the chochem was matir not on the basis of Kabbalah, but on the basis of a smaller pshuto, plain logic. So that is more chomor than Kabbalah, if it's plain logic. So the answer is, when we say Milzin Tali Bisvore, there's in the sinus not to partake of it, when the Svore cannot be so conclusive, you know, with such conviction, let's say, if it's a question of Mara, let's say, so if the long of the behavior looks like Meriko, Meriko is leak, that's very green. So then we say that is symptomatic of a deteriorated lung, and that's merely strength. Because if it is so deteriorated that it looks like leek, so green, so in all probability, it is destined to become perforated in due course, by itself. So merely strength right now, but only if it is green like Meriko. If it is green like Meriko. So what does it mean, green like Meriko? Sometimes it might be green, but not like Meriko. So the Mele, if the Shire was, it was green. But the question was it very green or was it not so green? So the Chochem Paskin, while it was green, but it was not bright green like Meriko, like leeks. So the Mele, there is a possibility, after all, only a human being. Maybe he just wasn't mitzamtzei. Maybe it was like Meriko. But now, it's a chiddush Rashi. Because otherwise, it would mean that whenever a chochom passes on the basis of svara, even though it's a real shaila, so he cannot, it's not a proper thing to rely on the Rosh Chochem, I mean that with that. So most shailas would be futile because it's not the proper thing to rely on it. So Rashi limits it. When we say svara not, it doesn't mean that svara is less reliable than Kabbalah. If the svara is a svara that he's convinced of it, but only the kind of svara that involves a borderline situation, let's say a shaila with the one is green like Meriko, like leeks or not. So in other words, green it is. But the shaila is, whether it's green like leeks or it's not like leeks. So even though the Chochem Pasken, the Feini Daite, it's not sufficiently green to be considered like Daniel and Rico, but there is a Midasides not to rely on such a psak. There is a Midasides, because it's a borderline. It's a borderline case. Now, but if there is no borderline case, now, for example, how about all the shaylos in Ksomim? In Ksomim? Well, if a woman presents a keser, now the question is, so certain Ksomim are toyer and certain Ksomim are tome. So in Achaname, if, let's say, the din had been now, the way it is midraise, not every reddish tinge is tome. Only certain reds, like dam, so the Gemara mentions, or not every black mare is coming, but we are mitamin, we ask every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. Whether this is a takones againi, like according to some regime, it's only takones againi, that we ask every reddish tinge, even though it's not, and every blackish tinge, even though it's not one of the five mares that is coming. So it's only takones againi, but little bit more only. But then there is a shiris of shaming that's also part and parcel of Rav Zeira, of this Yisroel Noagu Chumre Batzmo. The Yisroel is down, deepest down the Chardel, so it's not only deepest down the Chardel, every reddish tinge or every blackish tinge. Anyway, we ask every blackish tinge and every reddish tinge. That's why, I mean, so women and people can rely on the Roy Keset. Because since we ask every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge, so mele, it's not in use in Italian Svore. It's not in use in Italian Svore. But if we had adhered to the Din Deraisa, only to ask five maras, certain five maras, not every reddish tinge and not every blackish tinge, but certain reds and certain blacks, that's black like jelly or red like blood. And but if the mara is red but not red like blood, or is black, it's not black like king, then it's not osea. So in such a case there would be a middle success not to rely on heroic some. But in view of the fact that today so every borderline case is osar anyway, some mele, so here it doesn't apply. So the union of not relying on the Roas Chochem as a Minas, so applies only when it's a Yilzer Italian Bisvore, when the Chochem himself admittedly considers it as a borderline case. So then there is a Minas not to rely, if the Chochem himself considers it as a borderline case. This is what Rashi said. But not that if the Yeroi is based upon Svore, so then there is a Midasides, not to rely. That would be unreasonable. Alright. So, Hanemil Zital Visvore, Abba Chonag Mores, Vitei Piklei, Mishum Choshode, Vitanie, Dones Adim, Ziko, Vechayev, Timei, Vitei Yerosa, Vihite, Vechineidim, Shehidu, Kulon, Rashoim, Likach, Avalom, Chachomim, Harchek, Minachiyo, Uminademelei, in Ademele. So in other words, so there is Alohe, that if he died, passed the Shire, he was martyred. So then that dying is not allowed to buy that thing. Because people, even though when he passed the Shire, he didn't even have the intentions of buying it. But later on, after he passed it, he decided he'll buy that meat. So he's also. Why is he also? Nothing wrong in it. It's muta, it's muta. But people, you know, like to find fault with the dying. So if the people hear that the dying bought the meat that he was martyred, they'll say he's a faker. So melee. So in order to keep himself away from chashad, he shouldn't expose himself to any suspicion. So melee, Omer Chachomim, Halach Nachi Omer Demelei, so here too, how did Rabbi Bachone buy that meat? He exposed himself to suspicion. Hane Mile Mire Dimas Bimishume, Hoche Mitakon Muchach. In other words, when do we say Halach Nachi or that a Dayan shouldn't buy of that article on which he passed in it? That is, if it is sold by an assessment, by an appraisement. So then, when people hear that he sold something and it wasn't even sold by weight, and that the dayan who passed him, let's say, on a certain meat that is kosher, that he didn't, they didn't even sell it to him by weight. In other words, let's say $5 per pound. They didn't do it. But by assessment, by appraisement, they gave it to him for $5 without even finding out the weight. So that will tend to arouse suspicion. I mean, why was it done that way? Apparently there was an arrangement before between the dayan and the owner of the behemoth. But if it is sold by weight, the weight is sold to everybody. No, so then people will not say that there was just an arrangement. Avo hoche mitak le muchach. Jehod the rabbi shore treifese. Vizod mine bis. So he was mati here behemo on which the shire of treife rose. And vizod mine bis, and then he bought from that meat. Omrei baska frizde. Omele Basra Frizde. The Rove, so I mean, so Lima the Rove. To hold the Rove, Shore Trefese. Vizobin Bis. Omele Basra Frizde, the daughter of Rafizde was the wife of Rove. That's why we have to do it. To hold the Rove, not Rabbi. Omele Basra Frizde, Abbe Shore Buche. Abbe Shore, but my father, Rafizde, he was matir, a prayer, and Rav Chisde was a kayan, so he was matir, the prayer. In other words, it was shown to my father whether it had a moon or not, and my father passed him that it had a moon, it had a moon kavua. So he was materet, so, and even though he had to buy the meat, but he refused to buy the meat, even though he was in need of that, of the meat of that prayer, because he didn't want, since he was the one who passed him, so he didn't want to expose himself to chshat. So you see that Rav Chisde was careful not to use the thing that he passed him later in order not to expose himself to chshat. So why do you buy it? So, Omalo, Hanemile, so Rove said to his wife, to Rav Chisde's daughter, Hanemile Buche, the Ashume Mizne, because the Aluch is that when a prayer is found, a prayer behemoth is found to have a moon, then you don't sell it by weight, because it would be a bizoy. So you have to sell it by Shume. So since you sell it not by weight, but by Shume, so the Mele, he will expose, so it will involve Shat. Hoche mitak le muchach. Ma yike mishumum tse. Ma al yisei. So why do you say that people will suspect me? Because I bought in the choice piece, the best portion of the meat. So people say, how come that he bought the choice meat, I mean the best portion of the meat, something there is. Something illegal is there. So he said, no, people will not say that. People will not say, Kol yeme, umtzimalis is amnali. Whenever I go to the butcher to buy meat, so the butcher always gives me the choice portion. So no matter, there is no shot. Alright. Mishumchon de the little name, Mishumishai, the lay musul gabe, in the Canadian scholar, Rossi. Don't is abdin. Also, the Zuel Talis Mizel Zevach and Shihid also the Zuel Talis, James of Plenty, Kulon Rashoye, כל ראשון אם ניקח, איזכים סחנכי או שולים רובי שלכך, זיכו לזה שיתנו לביזור. שור ברוך, כשור יקימי ופולת בחיר ולצמול ולמטי אולי, כי אנחנו נמסר איזה בחיר. בחיר לי בזמן הזה הוא כשוטה מנרו לגרום, ישיר את קודשם בחוץ. רב חיס דה סולנד וורץ, ספור איזה איזה בחיר בהם. So if there is no room, so then it has to be nishrach, but there is no visavikar, so we cannot be matri. So the mele, he has to wait until he dies, that's all, he cannot, there is no way of eating it. But if the prayer of Heimo has a womb, so then anybody can eat. So Rav Chisda came out, it's in Brochas. Shmeim Zugmachim Kiyam Nisim, Shmeim Zugizachol Yisgenis. Prayer in Kabeim and Loim Mishkul, Kiyam Prayer is called Tuam Goshen Yishchotim Nikol Vitles, Nikol Vitre. So in other words, if you have Sulam Goshen, so it can even be sold in the market. Masheim Kei, Prayer Chutz Na Prayer O Maise. Maise means Maise Behem. Mitak and Mucher. If it's sold by weight, so it's apparent that there is nothing illegal. Shaker Reim, Shul Shekel, Litre, Bidina Kemeise, Lachirim, Nizmam, Yizliyah. Because it happens to be the best portion of meat. So every day the butcher gives me that. Alright. We are Rav Chisda. Zeu sinematoni. Omer Rav Chisda. Zeu tamut chochem. Zeu reyet reife. Leatznei. זה הורי ותחיל לעצמי, כשמי הוא הצופק תחיל ותחיל בנתי, וניר הביתם לי, סביתם ליתר, ונחוס עליו, ויהיה ישרו. זה ויהיה ישרו. In other words, if we see that is certain תלמד חוכה, when there is a sophic trafis in himself, so he happens to be machmir, it doesn't mean, in other words, is זהו תלמד חוכה, זה הורי התחיל לעצמי. So, if somebody, let's say, has in his own behine, he has a perforated lung, and he declares it as trafis, it's right on the I mean, what do you expect of him? What should he say? That he's kosher just because it's his behine? But it means when there is a shaila, you know, when they are killing, they are machmirim, and many rabbonim are a maker, and then it happens to himself, and he doesn't want to rely and the Mekilim, so that's a Raya to come for. Alright. Dov Ashmar Zutra, Ve'om Rav Chisda, Zeu Seinei Matonis Yichye, Zeu Rei Yitreif La'atzmei. So, Vadei Seinei Matonis Acherimu, Sheaf Shal Sholei Yinechimei, La'achri Al Heter. It means, if it is a situation where there are so many who are Neiget, and then, but he's Mahmoud, so it's a lion that he's a cinematonist. Because he shows that the person is very dedicated and he doesn't want, you know, to have any easy man. Because as a matter of fact, it was very convenient for him to rationalize and say, well, this Rav Paschal Breiter and that Rav Paschal Breiter, I mean what? So of course it's Mutter. So that shows that he's a cinematonist. דורש מרזוטרה משמין רב חיז כל מי שקירה ושני וראה טריפה לעצמי וישימי שתם לחכומים אולו בקוסף אין מהיר הגיע כפך או כסי חייר אשריך ותאים רב זיד אמר זה יחד מליח לו שני ילומי ולמזה ולעבו אשריך ולמזה ותאים לו נעבו רב לזה כי אבו משאב מלאי מבנסי ימידה לשוק רב לזה when they sent him something from the Gishgalusim. So he didn't take it. He didn't want to take Matonis. We have Mizamel laws. And suppose he was invited to eat at this place, eat at that place. He didn't go. So he said, not that he shouldn't feel insulted, you know, sometimes a person invites you to his house and you refuse to come. So he feels insulted. In other words, you have no regard for him. So he said, you shouldn't feel hurt, because it's not that I have no regard for you, but I have regard for my own life. Because in Hatzolus Yichye, you can't expect me that I should risk my own life. So, the Chassidus in Hatzolus Yichye, Rav Zeira ki mishadrale, but Rav Zeira had a different meaning. Ki mishadrale loishot. If somebody sent him, you know, food, you know, to eat, so he refused to take it because of singing Hatzolus Yichye. But Kav mizamle also. But if somebody invited him to eat at their house, he did accept. Why? Omar is kiyure u dimiskayre yayas. In other words, it's not that they want to be mahanani, they want to be mahanani themselves. In other words, Abzeire eats by them. So Mele, he doesn't come within semi matone is yichi. So, Shibisham Rachomim Gomel Tarek Stamea Mishnayis, U Mishnayis Aseis Rezu, Vahayne Gimor. So here we have, that's the Rashi, that's a very remarkable pshat, because usually, what does Shimish Talmud Chachomim mean? Shimish Chachomim mean the one who is Mishamish Talmud Chachomim, who serves Talmud Chachomim. But Rashi here explains, and in many places in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Shimish Talmud Chachomim, Rashi explains it kipshute, literally, Shimish Talmud Chachomim. But here, Rashi doesn't explain it kipshute, Shimish Talmud Chachomim. Shimish Talmud Chachomim. Shimish Talmud Chachomim means, Gomal Litaritz Tami HaMishne U'Mishnayis HaSitzre Zezu V'Haime Dimon V'Haime Dimon Yidib Yakadach B'Seichel B'Chim Al-Sholei Nechemi Kolchkin She Nechemi B'Shal Achirim Lignei V'Ligze Mizam Lech Atzmu Yiskayo Yiskayo Bi Nirvodnei V'Amaz Shani Seid Etzlom V'Anosom Hi Vein Zumatone. So it's not, it doesn't come with the same matter as Yichye. Because that's the basis of the aloche of Odom Choshu. So nosno he v'yomahu, so it's mukedeshes. In other words, if the baal, the mikadish happens to be an Odom Choshu, and the isha instead of the baal, the mikadish giving the seller to the isha and being mikadish as his wife, so the reverse, and the isha gives his seller to the man. And the man says, with my acceptance of that tzela, I mikadosh you. So the Gemara Yudusha says, mikadoshes, if he's an Odom Choshuv. Why? Because if he's an Odom Choshuv, so then it means that she is really getting, because she is getting covet. The fact that he accepts who is an Odom Choshuv from her, so that means she is getting from him. So in other words, so that's the aloha. It's kalyula with this guy. Right now, let's see the cases. Hey, chavi doche. For tanya chocham shetimi. Now, this thesis, it doesn't involve a chumnik inyan, but since it's too late to start the next sugya, so we'll just go over the thesis, which is a very important thesis, and another inyan, and the inyan of chocham shosar and chavir ashur lahat. Vintema. Dilikamon gabi ahu machte. Vishtakach bisimpune dichveide. So, a needle was found in the vein of the liver. So the question was whether the behime was ksheiro or treifo. So, hune marbreid ravide torif. He was matrefet. Rabade baman yume machshia. Because the question there is, how did it get into the liver? Just nikach hakoved is not right. But how did it get? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that it got into the liver by puncturing the lungs and something like that. So melee the baby is a train for. Or we don't have to be chayshish that the needle took that route. Maybe it took another route. Anyway, so hune marbreid ravide tori ravade bamiyume machshir. So the question is, how was ravade allowed to be machshir behime after hune marbreid ravide was matri de behime chochem shosar in chadira shelat v'yeshlei ma'adu hosom agimori somuch kidamrino misetari beidunide. So Tesis here in the first lotion mentions a very big chidesh, that when we say Chochem Shosar in Chavira Shilahati, if the Chavira is Matir, so he's Matir on the basis of Slore. But if the Chavira, who is Matir, is matir on the basis of Kabbalah, so then he is allowed to be matir. It's about matir, but there is a machlekes Rashina. V'yesh le nadoz, and Agmor and Sonka. Kidam was a fervid, and he did Gabi Yalte. The Isis Gabi Yalte, that was the wife of Rav Nachman. So she had the kesem. So she showed it, the wife of Rav Nachman showed it to Rav Vachone, Vitomelo. He asked the kesem. He said, it's Tomei. So then she brought the kesem to Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude Bidochalo. He was mitayat. Upon halo, so you more as the kashe. How was Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude allowed to be mitayat the kesem after Rabbi Vachone was mitami the kesem? Nechochom shetimei chavir ha-shel ha-atir. U'mishane, so at first the Gemara says, mikore tome tome. So at first, Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude was mitamet. Why? Because he heard that Rabbi Vachone was mitamet, so he was also mitamet. Then Yalte, the wife of Rav Nachman, told him, "Kidomre, kol yina habedochali Rabbi Vachone." In other words, she was accustomed always to present the ksoni to Rabbi Vachone. Rabbi Vachone. Rav Nachman didn't want to pass on the ksoni of his wife. So Rabbi Vachone, so she showed all the ksomi to Rabbi Vachone. And Yalte knew that this was the same kind of kesem that she showed to Rabbi Vachone many, many times. This kind of marek. She knew, let's say, probably was yellow, I mean, it was brown. So on this kind of kesem, Rabbi Vachone all the time, every time she showed him this kind of marek. So Rabbi Vachone told her it's toy. But this time it was the same kind of mare. So Rabbi Vachone told her it's sosa. But she told Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yehuda that this time when he said that it's sosa, even though the same mare, he always said that it's toy because he had. He had the pain in his eyes. So in other words, he couldn't see very well. He didn't say, so he says, Rabbi Achon, Lahu yeina chosh beine have. Dochalo. So then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yehuda, due to the conclusion that the reason is why in this particular kesem, Rabbi Achon was mitame is because he had an eye ailment. And he couldn't see very well, so that's why he didn't feel inhibited in paskening contrary to Rabbi Vachone's psak, because on the basis of what Yalte told him, so he assumed, he took it for granted that the reason is why Rabbi Vachone in this particular kesem said that it's tummy because he had an eye on it. So that's just 1 second. So that's the reason. So then the Gemara asked another shayla. Koze itali pleni chochem ma'u pirush nemenes or yenemenes. Suppose a woman comes with a shayla. Let's say like so, and to a certain chochem, to chochem number two, and she says to chochem number two that the same kesem I had many, many, many times. And I asked Chochem number one, but now Chochem number one is not available, he's out of town. So, but the same kind of mare, when I showed to Chochem number one is not, let's say, suppose she shows a brown, a mare that is brown, a mare that is yellow. And she says it to Chochem number two. And she says to Chochem number two that the same kind of mare, Chochem number one was mati. So the question is, and suppose Chochem number two doesn't have his own achoy, but if can he accept, can he rely on the testimony by the women and be matter? So that's another rabbi. So the Gemara has uboy osam because they tell the plain Chochem ma upeish nemenes or inemenes uboy yivshet nu the yaltse din nemenes because over there too. So as the Gemara mentioned before in Nide. That at first, when Rabbi Vachone was mitamei, At first, Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yehuda was mitame, because he was told that Rabbi Bachone was mitame. Then when Yalte told him that the same kind of mare, so Rabbi Bachone was always mitame, but this time he is Nayoman. So even though at first he said, it's tome, so he changed his sack and he said, it's toya. Why? Because of what Yalte told him. So that means he accepted the testimony of Yalte. So we see from that, that Koze hito lichocham pleini, so is Nemanez. So the Gemara says, ופירושם בקונטרס, דהודה בימיד השינויה, דשונה מיקורה תמויה תומר, דחיבן דאגמור סומך, רשוי להתיה מה שעושה חבר, וכי הוא אמר דין חבר, רשוי להתיה, היינו מסבור. So in other words, this is what, in our Rashi indeed it doesn't say it, it says Rashi סופנינו שומעיניקי, but Tisra said, in other words in Rashi, oh, Rashi wrote a number of Madures, so maybe Tisra's head, one Madura of Rashi, and we have another Madura of Rashi. But Rashi doesn't say what Tosfos attributes to Rashi. So what Tosfos mentions that according to Rashi, so the Gemara was Chemzeya, and Mikoret Omiya Tomer. In other words, the Gemara now tries to be patient from the story of Yalte, that if a woman says to Yechochem, because they're hitting me plainly, so the woman is Nemenes. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. Maybe a woman is not Nemenes to say, because they're hitting me plainly. How does she know that it was because they're? Maybe she's making a mistake at all. She's not the biggest lump in the world. So Mele, maybe not Nemenes. But why? So why was Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda Matiya? Because not on the basis of the testimony of Yalte. Not that he relied on the testimony of Yalte, but he was Matiya because he himself felt that it's Imaratoya. But the question is, true, he himself felt, Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda felt that it's Imaratoya, but Chochem Shosar and Chavir Asher Lahatiya? The answer is, when do we say Chochem Shosar in Chavir Asher Lahatiya, if the second Chochem wants to be Matir on the basis of Svore, that he is Chavir and Svore of the first Chochem? So then he's not allowed. But if it's on the basis of Kabbalah, then he's allowed to reverse the Psach of the first Chochem. And here, he had a Kabbalah that this kind of Imara is Imaratoya. So in other words, according to the Pshat that Tosfos mentions in the name of Rashi, so then we have a Bishvilesh, that when do we say Chocham Shosa in Chavir Ashoi Lahatiya, that is only if it's on the basis, if the second Chochem wants to be Matiya on the basis of Svar, but if the second Chochem wants to be Matiya on the basis of Kabole, so then he can pass in contrary to the psak of the first Chochem, even in respect to the same Chatir. So Ulpirushe Bishmaiti, Nanuli Maidi Mosik, the Admores of Mechia too, in connection with Rabbi Vachone. So in connection with Rabbi Vachone, so at first the Gemara has the Kashe. How was he able to pass in contrary to the psak of Rav? So the Gemara says that Rav didn't pass into the country, he just discussed it with his Talmudim, but he didn't pass. Then the Gemara asks another kashe. How is it that he did not comply with the Midas Chassides not to partake of a behemoth on which Ishale was asked? So then the Gemara said, when is there a Midas Chassides not to ask? When it's on the basis. Well, it's on the basis of Svor, but if it was on the basis of Gemore, so then it's all right. So the Gemore mentions that in connection with the Midas Chassides. The Gemore doesn't mention it in connection with the Shaila of Chochem Shosa Chavir Asher Lahatiya, but according to the Pshat of Rashi Mide, that the din of Chochem Shosa Chavir Asher Lahatiya only applies if the Chochem Hasheni passes it on the basis of Svor, not if the Chochem Hasheni reverses the judgment of the Chochem Orishin on the basis of Gemore of Kabole. So the Mele here too, we can say that since the Gemore is saying now that Rabbi Vachone passed that on the basis of Gemore, so we don't have to resort to the first terrors of Gemore that Rav didn't pass him. Even if Rav did pass him, still Rabbi Vachone was allowed to pass him different. So he says, ופירושי בשמייתי נאמר למי דמוסי דגמורי סומך ליצורך במי דמשן הרב לא עשב למידי אלו דאמס מטרץ. So that is according to Rashi's פשט ימידי, the way Tosfos quotes cites Rashi's sheet, but Rashi in our text says something else. And what does Rashi in our text say? What Tosfos is saying here. But it seems that Tosfos had another Madura of Rashi, and then in the other Madura Rashi Shite was that the Issa of Chochem Shosa Chavir Asher Lahatiya is only if it's on the basis of Svor, and not if the Chochem Hasheni passes on the basis of Gemore. But then Rashi in our text says what Tosfos is saying here. In Now let's see what this is saying. L'chayro yemire, pshat aloche. Pshat aloche. Da hi, da mide, da gmore somich. V'lochein hemin lidvorel. Ulil tzrichin lishinuye kamer. Dimikore temuye tamer. But this says there is another pshat in the gmore yemire. Not the way Rashi says, the alleged Rashi says, in other words, the Gemara is chizia, from me korat amuye tamalei, so Rashi. So Tisha says, no, and that's Rashi in our text, in our Madure. So Tisha says here, and Rashi in our Madure, that the Gemara is not chizia, from me korat amuye tamalei. But the Gemara wanted to be patient from the story of Yalte, that a woman is memanis to say, because they tell me plainly, why? Because Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda relied on the story told to him by Yalte. So the Gemara says, no, maybe, generally speaking, a woman who says, Koze, Hitler, Plane, Chochem, is not feminist because a woman might make a mistake. She's not so knowledgeable to mention everything accurately what the Chochem passed. So maybe she, in a general way, so a woman is not nemenis. A woman is not nemenis. But here there was circumstantial evidence that tended to corroborate the story told by Yalte. Because after all, his impression was that this Mari story. This Mari story. But Rabbi Bachone told the woman that this Mari story. So then when Yalte said that the same kind of mare, Rabbi Bachone, in all the previous times, was mare. But this time, he was mitamed because he had an ailment. So the fact that he's, according to his judgment, it was toya. So that corroborated, that was like circumstantial evidence that tended to corroborate the story of Yalte. But where we have no circumstantial evidence, we could say that the woman is not the menace. So that means that the Gemara is not chizia from Mikoret Mitumuye Mitamalei. So that means that there it did not involve any shaile, any problem of Chocham Shosa and Chavir and Shelatia. But so that's why Adimore Sonich. But where it involves a shaile of Chocham Shosa Chavir and Shelatia, then you cannot rely on your Kabbalah. If a Chocham passed into Yitzhia, you're not allowed to pass in the same shaila, in the same chatiche. Where? So he says, But otherwise, it's also to be matir. Even though the second chochem is a kabole, so he's still not allowed to be matir. So in other words, so there's a machlokes v'sheni. It's the two rishonim, the two versions of Rashi. Our version of Rashi says that Chocham Shosar Chavir Ashir Hatir, even on the basis of Kabbalah, and the version, the Madura, the Tetzer cites, so holds on the basis of Kabbalah, it's Muta. Now, there are more pastimes in Sin Reish Mevesi Yadeh that Chocham Shosar Chavir Ashir Hatir, but if it's on the basis of Kabbalah, so the Chocham Hashemi is allowed to be Matir. However, the Shach is Chilik, and he is Machria, like our version, our Madur in Rashi, that Chocham Shosar and Chavir Ashir Lahatir, even on the basis of Kabbalah. Now, why? Now, that's a Gemore here, it's a Gemore in Abizorad of Zion, it's a Gemore in Nidad of Chof, Chocham Shosar and Chavir Ashir Lahatir. So, why is it so? So, Rashi in Nidah explains it on the basis of Krit Chocham. He explains it on the basis of Krit Chochem. The Ram in Amizor also explains it on the basis of Krit Chochem. In other words, it's not respectful to the Chochem who asked that another Chochem should be matter. It involves in itself Mivazet Tamid HaChomim. Mivazet Tamid HaChomim. Like today, so in New York, so there is such spiritual chaos. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein passes that it's also to carry in Borough Park or in Flatbush, and then Vischov Detrov carries out a big Shas Gemore under his arm, Farese. So, of course, this is unbelievable, the chutzpah that goes on today. But even when it's not done with Faresia, even Bitzine, so it involves a Niser of Bizutamil Chachonim of Great Chochem. That's the Pshat of Rashi. That's the Pshat of Rashi and the Ram. But then the Rashbo, an hour Gemara, mentions in the name of the Raivet that Chochem Shosar and Chavir Rashoy Lahatiya is on the basis of something else. Because if the Chochem Asert, if the Chochem Asert, so maybe it becomes a Chticha de Yisur. Because if the Chochem Asert, so it becomes a Chticha de Yisur. So maybe even if Klavishmayin's Galia that the Chochem made a mistake, but in respect to that particular Chaticha, where the Chochem Asert, it becomes us. It becomes us. What is it? No, this particular Chaticha, it doesn't mean another Chaticha, it wouldn't become us. But this particular Chaticha, so it becomes us. No, so I'm saying it's Chochem Shosar, according to the Rashi's Pshat, Chochem Shosar Chafir Yashur Hatia, because Shav Yechticha Bisure, so it only applies to this particular Chaticha, not to another Chaticha that will involve the same Shai.
So
only this particular
Chaticha. The Rashi is the thought to make something totally awesome for everybody.
What?
The Rashi is saying that a Chacham is the thought to make something awesome for everybody.
Well, in other words, the Rivosh in Simen Shin Ein Tes. So from him it appears that the reason is why it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisure on the basis of the Chochem Sa'at is not because the Chochem passed, but because the Chochem passed in to someone who has been Shaila. So melee it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisure because he has been. But what's not connected? Suppose the Chochem will pass him to someone who didn't even ask it, but one Chochem will hear that a certain Jew has a Shaila. Has a certain Shaila with him. But he didn't ask that Chochem, and that Chochem will call him up and say, I know you have a Shaila. So I'm telling you that it's awesome. So then, so it appears from the Rivosh, in Simon Shinai Tes, that then we wouldn't say that another Chochem is not allowed to be matter. Because when we say Chochem Shosan Chavir Rashi Lahatia, on the basis that it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisure only when the Sheya asked it. So the Mele seems the Chochem passed. When he was asked, so it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisure. Mashenkin, if he wasn't asked, but he took the initiative and he passed it without him being asked, so then another Chochem has the right to pass the Heter if he feels his letter. But that's not such a double portion either. I mean, from the Rivosh in Simon Shinayin Tes, it appears like that. Right, now, so that is the machlokes between Rashi and Mide, that it's on the basis of Prit Chochem, and the Rashbo, here, in the name of the Raivet, says, because it becomes Zechticha Nisor. All right.
June 10th, 1981, Ches Sivan, Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Aleph.
Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Nikvo Kinako, Mitzar Fenuru. Now, if they really fight the Gargaris, so it became perforated like a seal. In other words, a minute naked, many minute recovered like a seal. So all the minute recovery, sieve like recovery, so I'm with Tarif the Ruby. So Iru Hoyo, with Tarfin and recovering the Ruby. Iru Hoyo Kula Mechubor and Yaha, for your Ruby Nifsa Akisrae. Mosi Rab Yermi, Uv Gilgales, that's the Gabriel Ames. So we have a machlike between Misham and Bisila. So we say that according to Bisila, what kind of a diminution has to be in the skull, in the human skull, in order to make it incapable, in order to make the skull incapable of being mitame be'ira. So this is, so the shia is in other words, that if it has a neket, if there is such a neket in the skull, the size of the drill, of the surgeon's drill, of the surgeon's drill, so then it's not mitamubeya. So the gave a sheyeh be neket echot, oh, a few yeh when he comes in halbe mitzalf in the name magdeya al mekim mishiure miloi magdeya miloi magdeya mitzalf in och name kim mishiure ki yiseh, because the shio mikabi bungin was his song against him, the magdeya, the size of the surgeon's grill. So the mele, when you have many minute nikobim, So it has to be to the Shio Chisoy that is mentioned. So over there, the Shio Chisoy is Kinoi Magdeach. But here, the Shio of Chisoy in a wheat pie is Yisea. So they should be Mitzure, Pachaname Kim Yishure Ki Yisea, Lichinisa Mitzav. So, the Gemara says, no. That doesn't present any difficulty. Ishtamte yod omar afheu zo omar afhole ba'agu yi omar af. Nikobim sheyesh ben chisoy mitzdafim vichiyisa. Vishayim, wa sheyesh ben chisoy mitzdafim vichiyisa. Vishayim ben chisoy mitzdafim vichiyisa. Now let's see the Rashi. Kinapa abagere sovim sovim vichiyipa nikobim dakim kinapa, like you see. Mitzdafim na nikobim yirubim. Ilo ho yukulo mechuborim yachad, so there is a correction, the Marshal makes a correction. Like a surgeon's will. Vitone alo, I think it's about one third of a cell. I mean, that this the surgeon's will that the Mishnah is reference to is the size of one third of a cell. Vitone alo, yim yeish bo neket echot oruch, sheinogu, reineise, im yipno oke leobre, vahavet le yadeyach habachisong, ויאפילו יש במקום קטן ומהר, כולו מצטרף ולכל מגדח. אל מקים אישי או חיסון בוגרס כולו מגדח, הוא מצטרף במקום הקטן ולכלו מגדח, כי הוא אחד נקד, ויאבינו בו שהוא אחר. ואוכן עמה, so here we got the גרגרס, so there are two types of faith in the גרגרס. One, when there is no חיסון. Just severed. There is no חיסון. I mean, of course, microscopically speaking, so there is always a chisor. If there is any minute naked or any minute severance in the windpipe, so there has to be at least a microscopic chisor. But when we say chisor, we don't mean a microscopic chisor. The same thing is true of an essence. I mean, when we say naked without a chisor, what does it mean without a chisor? It means without a visible chisor. So if, let's say, the windpipe is just severed without a visible chisor, so then only if it's severed berube, the major portion of the circumference. But if it is severed, not berube, not the major portion of the circumference, even so then it's not reiko. But if there is a visible chisor, so then the shio is kiisa. So just as we see regarding Bulgaris, that if it has a number of nikobi, so kulam mitzdafim v'chay magdeyach. So why? Because there the shio chisor that makes a trefa is Now here the shiach is only in a windpipe to make a trade for is easier. So mele, if you have, so this is what Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked. So if you have a number of minute nikkurim, so it should be trade for only if the amitzuah took an easier. Why does he say nitvok in apol mitzdaf in the book? So he says, "Vachaname avagah the bipsukis when it is just severed without the chisom, the invisible chisom." So the shear of being making it into a trade for his work, but kamikuvat lamas is that kamotechsa atkinsa oitalki. It's a certain kind of a coin, a Roman coin. Alme nekev akone triposi dechisom. We got the mikovim ktanim goyikisa lishavule. Ishtamte. So, if you have a number of nikovim, small as they are, but visible, so then it will be matri if the amitzurev to a nisa. But suppose you have a number of nikovim kinapo that do not involve chisoy, so then only if all the minute nikovim add up to the rov of the circumference. In other words, if, let's say, over the rov of the circumference, they are minutely copying, so there it's right. We need to in up on Amma to recognize. Omar Abishim Alei, Nitlo Yimeno Ritzuo. Let's say, in its length, there is a chisom. So, mitzdaf es lechis. Don't be like Abitz Menachmim, Rabbi Shud Ali. You need to kidnap a man. Omer Ha'ayom, when he comes to the chisom, mitzdaf lisa, he said, Eber chisom, mitzdaf in Lerub. Now you know already another question. Suppose the Eifemai, so, when can we mention the shear of Kiniser? That's in the him. So then we say, if the Chisor is Kiniser, then it's Reifa. But if the Chisor is less than the size of Kiniser, it's not Reifa. But in a bird, where the whole windpipe is relatively small, so they don't require that it should be Kiniser, because that might be more than the whole size of the windpipe in a bird. So what is the shia that is matri, the bird? What is the shia of his own in the bird? So, the Ivemai, Omer Avitzo ben Achmeni, Lidim Forshom, Lidim Rablezer, Mikaplei Umanichei al Piyakon. Im Chifes Rivakonet Riv, Vimwar Ikshem. So, the Ivemai, Kopi, the Chisoi, In other words, if you have that portion of the vision that is perforated with minute nikobim, so he cuts it out and he puts it on the cone, al piakone, and the mouth of the cone, and if it covers the rim of the cone, so then suppose suppose you have a number of nikkovim. You have some minute nikkovim here. So, minute nikkovim here. So you cut out the whole piece that is perforated, together with the inate, between one minute nikkov and the other. And then you put it, on top of the mouth of the gargaris. Indeed, the whole strip covers the major portion of the circumference of the gargaris, and then it's ready. מקפרי ומניחי על פי הקונה אם חייפס ריב הקונה טריב ואם לאו קשיר so וסימון אוח נפי in other words the way you put a seed on a kale so here you have to put this strip that you cut out the perforated strip that you cut out, you put it on the mouth of the gargaris, the way you put, you know, a seed, a sifter, on a cake.
Would that be cutting the cartilage?
So you have to cut out, the whole piece that has a number of nikkovim, of minute nikkovim. So in other words, together with the inate, between one ekev and another. I mean, I couldn't make this. Let's say, suppose there is one ekev here. And there is one nekev. Well, this is a nekev shnei b'chisov. So, but we have to visualize. So, even if it's nekev shnei b'chisov. So the whole strip with the nikkovim has to be placed on the mouth of the gargaris.
By the mouth of the gargaris is what you said. So there was a machlokus whether we count the mouth from the outer edge of the cartilage surrounding
one
it,
second,
or just
no
the diameter of the chala of the gargaris.
The mouth of the gargaris, or the mouth of the gargaris. So we put it here, and if it covers the roof of the mouth, so then it's free. Nifrisoki galus. Now here there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Riv. The Rambam is like the Riv. Now let's see Rashi. Nifrisokim in Deles. Omer Rav Nachman kishin koreis isel rove. Now let's see Rashi. Nifrisokim in Deles v'nilnot al hapchas el otomu ve'inid zokofshon ke'ein Deles v'mzuzosa. Now it's according to Rashi. So it means that would be Kimindalas. For Nifriso Kimindalas will not allow Pras. El Tomu Vein in Zokupshom, Kimindalas Bim Zazosim. On three sides, it was Nifras, but on one side, it is still attached. So, Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Kidishi Koneis Isal Rode. In other words, if you can push in, insert an Issa, a coin of an Issa, the Rorbe, in other words, if that pras in the gargaris is like that, it is so large that you can push in a coin, an Issa, so then it's ready. But if the pras is less, so then it's not ready. Now, this is the pshat of Rashi. Now, the Rif and the Rambam, they have another pshat.
Thank you.
The Rambam in Perikimu Meluch Hashchit in Meluch Hashchit Halocha Chodalat, and that's the Rif's Pshat. Nikvo Hadar Geres Nekef Mifulesh Mishnei Todel Kidei Shein Kolitz Yisrael Ror Bey. So Nivei, in other words, if there is a Nekef Mifulesh, one opposite the other, so that Elisa could go through the whole base of the Israel. Nizdiko, suppose there is a slit in the Gagas. There is a slit in the Gagas, in the lengthwise. In the lengthwise, there is a slit. Now, this is the Gagas. Suppose lengthwise there is a slit in this Gagas. So what is the shear to be matched? Omar Rab, Afilu Nishtayabel, Chuliachas Lemayla, Chuliachas Lemato, Kshayot. Even if the slit is extends over the whole length of the Gagas, but as long as there is on top a full wing intact, and here at the bottom, a full wing intact, In other words, let's say here, there, and here the slit extends from here to here, but at the top there is a complete ring intact, and at the bottom there is a complete ring intact. So it's kshel. Alfu mishtayo bo lechul yachas lomar lo, chul yachas mati kshel. Amru kamid rabi yechelin omar, ma chulye o ma chulye. Become a rab, a lame after Mishtaio Bell, Mashu Malo, Umashu Matachel. Even if there is no full wing on top and full wing at the bottom. So, but as long as there is a Mashu here that is not so good, that there is no, so on top and at the bottom, so in other words, so it's still shape. אמרו כמה דרביכם משמיד רבי ינסן הוכה אמרו יודין חברה בבלויה לפריש הקלטה ניזניקו מיורקו בקילו מכולו דהיכן נפסק לרור בלרור בו ברובה מתרשורי המשכס למטה ועצב הורש למייל ומיטה מלך לגמרו לא לחול אבל לא אוקו כל כמו שעצב הור נמשך הסדק סגר והילך הילקה חול לחול רשי אקספיץ how is it that if it becomes severed in the width, in the circumference, so then if it's the rube, if it becomes severed this way in the width, so then if the sedek in width-wise is it extends over the major portion of the circumference, so then it's level. But if the sedek is the slit is lengthwise, so even though the slit extends over the major portion of the length of the gargeres, so it's still chayor, as long as you have something intact on top and something intact at the bottom. Why is it so? So he says, Deheche d'nipsak l'rorbo, if it is severed width-wise, b'rubo, so then it's straightforward. Mitech she'oreye m'sheches l'mato, ve'atzav o'meshach l'maylo, because the long spullet downward and the neck it pulls it upward, so then it becomes more and more tall. So it's not likely to become cured. So then in due course, just by nature, it will heal. So maybe it's not afraid. ובעיר העירה שאישור משתבוי, כדמין המלוחץ, כדמין כבר איש למישהו שם, וכולי גם ציס. מחוליה, מחוליה. לא בוא לכם, מחוליה זה לא לו. Why does it have to be the whole wind on top should be intact? הוכה גסינו. אמרו כמה רבי יחם שמיד רבי יחם, הוכה. וגסינו מכדם. הוכה כדקום הרבי יחם, ומשהו מה לו, משהו מטו. אמרו כמה יחם שמיד יחם, חברו בבלוי, רבי יחם, מבובל סובל. כהייתה לו לשבח כבר. Alright. Toner afkhie ba yeisif kam mit rab yechel. Kol atzavo kol ikosher nishchite. So the whole neck is the proper place for shchitah. Mita ba'as adelo ad kam pereyat achdelo. From the uppermost wing in the windpipe up to the beginning of the lungs. So if the shechet will cut the major portion of the circumference, and that in the windpipe, so it will be a shechet kshet. Midabas adela kam pereyat achdelo. Omarobe tachteino shehi al yeyu. תחתינו שיהיה לי שאני מרקוד שפישט סבורו וראה הוא לבד שלו ניתן נא, מתאבא סבירו כרבי יצי ברבי יהודי מחלוקו של פריקם הוא לא כתוב מי ענן קיירו כרב חנין בן אנטיניס because he says one part of this memory is מקודנוס or in רבי יצי ברבי יהודי that the shio for the mikim ashrita is the uppermost ring in the windpipe, but we pass like Hanini Blantines that even above the uppermost ring, as long as it's below the thyroid gland, so it's still only shrita. Me and I'm from Hanini Blantines, mishik kimo mato, that's the thyroid. Kshe, the hainu malum tabas, kam fereye unere hatachteino. כדמפורש רובה, תחתינו, כשהבי מותויו, והנעים הסתמיץ, שיהיה עליינו, כשהעיר זין ביקורת, והרי יתויו למטו, כמפי כמו שאין תוכן, ופרסים כנופיים ומעלו, אף על פי שהכל העיר ביניהם, עד מכה עם חיבור, שהנעים מרקום ששפיץ, ושטס סבור ובריהם, ולא יעיסה, וכך אני מפורש תחתינו שיהיה עליינו, שמותים מהתחתינו כשהעיר זין הכל, דהיינו כנגד, כל הרי, שולטיהם איסלים שחסימונים חוץ לכל זה בליון. In other words, when we say that it's kosher only when the behemoth does not try to stretch out its neck, so then that shear is shy. But if the behemoth for some reason, sometimes the behemoth tries to graze, so it stretches out its neck, so then it will not be in the proper place. Boy Rav Hanina, we say Rav Hanina, onso atzmo ma. Suppose you don't produce artificially stretching out of the neck, but the behavior by itself does it. Take onso atzmo nipshit meitzavo bishashchite ma'utei kol chumre v'chein alof. יוסף רבי יחם ושפשים אמרו כשנוף את מוץ מנאי אונס בסימוני וישוחת יפסו so in other words if he stretched it out so it's so because it's not the proper place ניקח הקונה למטו מן החוזה ניתן קרי now the halacha is that in קונה in the windpipe itself so then, so it's only trade for only if it is severed by rib gathers. But if there is a nekev of mashu, not. But if the nekev in the windpipe occurred already, rimatom nachose, so then it already has a din like reye, so if the nekev of mashu is mat. Ton rabo, izeo chose, zeo reye zakar kome matom, ad atzava, with my other cares. Why? Because the behemoth, like a shrit, is suspended that way. So the melee, what is with my other cares? Because with the legs on top. So it's with my other cares. Chaiter shrits voice, mishrit fane is in a veilich, vizeu choze hamitan wikian. Vizeu choze lika bechozem shik shol shlomim hamitan wikian. הרי יש הקרקי, נמשה בין עצמו יזבדיו עד בין מקום, אלא השום נתחת עם כמו שהוא, נכנס לו שבראש היה צורץ. ומאי לו על הקרס, ושיעו אור כלומאי לו על הקרס, כשהבי מותנו לו, להפשיט או יומי פרנסי, וכי תרבי צלו יסקטן ישראלי, יסימו ומשנית כבר ניסח למיטב וחמטם, ויסול את הקונק. ניקח קחום שומך, so one of the traces is the membrane of the brain was perforated. רב ושבל דם את הבאי קרומי אלוהי אף אגב רואים כך תתוי So if the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner was not pierced, so it's already treated. The amrlo adin kaftatoye, only if the inner membrane was also pierced. Otherwise, it is not treated. Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel Achmeini, Bisimonach, Chayseh, the Bistar, the Meir. As a way to remember it, that it's treif only if the tatoye, the inner membrane of the brain, was pierced, so you should think of a sack, so in which, so, and you just, and in which the meyach, the marrow is placed. It is a way to remember. Omar Rabba Bachon, Omar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kinegdei, Bibetzi Nika. In other words, in the testicles, so you also have two membranes. So, Bibetzi Zohar, Atiyoche, Lehakia. אתם לא יכולים להכיר בפוץ השמח שגם להם יש שני תחומים לבד הכיס ואיכות פיצים ואיכות שהפיצים מנוחים ומתיר שתחום התחת משומי הדק מי ומיקה לגמרי ונראה כמי החץ מי הוא נעשו עשינו בביצים. Why does he have to get that cement? Because the inner membrane of the brain is very very thin and sometimes it looks like the brain itself. So the melee, he gives it the sin and the beitzi, because there it's the same way. Omar Rav Shimon and Pazel Rav Shimon and Levi Shibakapo. Meyach. Kol ma shevibdei o niyach nidin ke meyach. What is considered the brain and what is considered as the spinal cord. So, whatever is in the cranium, they what is the cranium. Whatever is in the cranium, so it's treated like the brain. But the point where it starts to become elongated, so then it's already the beginning of the spinal cord. His limb sheikh, where it becomes elongated, so it's needing kechut hashem. Kechut hashem. Kol ma shebedera bigodeles, actually his limbs like they all lost his chut. Because the spinal cord extends from the brain. שהריחות השטרה מן המייח הוא בו. נדמי כמייח, בנקב משהו. What's that to mean, whether it's treated like a brain, whether it's treated like a spinal cord? The answer is, in regard to the מייח, so בנקב משהו is matter. But the spinal cord only be hube. So up to the point where it becomes elongated, so then it's נדמי כמייח, so בנקב משהו be matter. From the point where it starts to become elongated, so there only if it is severed the rube, not the mash. The doshe, what is madera litzalachut, nidin kechut, bipsika asfare. Umehichon maskil mosheich. Where does it begin? Where does it really begin? The elongation? In other words, the chut hashetre. Where does it, the chut hashetre, the spinal cord comes out, stems out from the brain. But at what point al pedin is it considered to be the beginning of the spinal cord and the end of the brain? So that a nekev of mashu in that membrane will not be matriculated only if it will become severed in the major portion of the circumference of the membrane. So, where does it become elongated? So there it is what the Messiah said.